listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Welcome to what may very well be the final episode
at least
of
you.
The Well-Fed Guide to Life. I'm Evan, sitting across from Dave. It's our St. Patrick's Day show.
So annually, we go 1 year where we go complete opposite.
That's right. This is the third annual.
I know.
Wow.
God. We old.
We're old, yes.
But we started off our first year. It was like show number 3.
Yeah.
4 or something like that.
It was very early.
And that was we decided to go anti-St. Patrick's Day.
Well, and in that particular case, St. Patrick's Day was on the day we record, so it was like that eliminated like 90% of the places
exactly.
We wanted to go.
So we went to Christo's on Eat Street.
Actually, just down the road here.
Yep. And then last year...
That is incredibly dangerous right there.
Hold on.
Pants may not stay on by the end of this. Wow.
Hold on.
Just taste this for a second.
Then you keep explaining about where we went last year.
Last year we went to Kieran's, right? Or Keegan's? I should really know. It wasn't Kieran's.
No.
It was Keegan's.
Yeah, something like that.
It's an entree type for that.
Awesome. Thank you. So we did Keegan's last year.
Yeah.
A little more traditional Irish. This year... We're back on the off year.
And we went as far away from Ireland as possible.
Almost as...
We're literally around the world.
I have to check our globe.
But you can actually put your finger on Ireland
so you could put a dowel through Dublin, through the other end, and it would poke right out in Malaysia somewhere, I'm sure.
The Ring of Fire.
Yes.
And we're actually at Peninsula, which apparently was, after drinking your drink, was very hard for me to say.
Yeah.
You're drinking a traditional drink.
Yes. A traditional Indonesian drink called the Singapore Sling.
Yes.
It is... Supposedly there is rum in this.
There? Wow.
If there is rum in this, they are doing a marvelous job of masking it, which makes this all the more dangerous.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, I was feeling the mood for a cocktail. It's a beautiful day out. My first day out in shorts for a while.
I know.
My calves are breathing free.
I'm actually very, very jealous of you.
Not wearing socks.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of you because I'm still in my work clothes, which are relaxed, to say the least. But, you know, you're much more comfy than I am.
Yes.
Right now. But, yes, I'm very jealous of you.
Oh, there's the rum.
Did you have to mix it up a little bit?
A little bit. I had to mix it. We're not talking Red Dragon levels here, but this could get silly.
Well, Singapore Slings are known for their
panty dropping qualities.
Exactly. Now I've got I'm just rocking the Kira Nichibon because I'm getting my St. Patrick's Day drinking started early.
Yes.
And I'm almost wishing there was a little bit of green food dye in there, you know. No?
St. Patrick's Day is not till Wednesday.
I know.
And the green dye is stupid.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining it for me.
Speaking of someone that loathes holidays whose sole existence, maybe not at the start, but now the modern interpretation of said holidays is merely to get plastered.
Yeah.
I have no patience for those holidays whatsoever.
I know you don't. Like, I tried to get you to come out for St. Patrick's Day last year, and it was...
Not a chance.
It was feeble. It was,
not a chance. Yeah.
We even had friends in town, and you still didn't go.
I know. I don't go out. I do not go out. I'm glad I'm recording on Wednesday. It gives me no excuse to go out. No opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's mostly because I hate people.
It's okay. I'm getting used to you hating people. And it's starting to rub off on me because I am...
No, you hate on your own.
That's good.
You're an A-level hater.
That's true.
As it were. So yes, we're doing Malaysian cuisine, which is a lot like Thai.
A little bit. Yep.
It's like Thai and Hawaiian mixed together. It's like Thai, but with a little more fruit.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of mango, a lot of pineapple.
It's a little bit. There's elements of Vietnamese.
Yep.
A little bit of rice noodle in there as well. Yeah. Along those lines.
Yes. And I'm a little scared.
Well, you should be, because you're kind of a spice wuss.
I'm very much a spice wuss.
And there, as you put it, there were fewer things that had non-spice in it.
Yeah, they have the little chili pepper.
Yeah.
As you see in a lot of menus, they have a little chili pepper, but it was hot. They would have saved ink by just pointing out which ones aren't hot.
Yes.
But they just made me do, like, a picture of me right by the ones that aren't hot.
Yeah.
So that I know which ones I'm safe to eat.
God, you're a pussy.
I readily admit this. That's fine. But you can't say that this week. Because I'm doing the red curry chicken.
You are. I'm scared for you.
No one's more scared than myself.
Yeah. I know that I'm going to get a text message or an email or maybe even just an angry phone call from you. Probably, let's say, about 9, 10 o'clock. Probably again at 2 a.m. saying, I hate you so much.
No. Why have you done this to me? It's all about the experience. It's all about the... I'm doing it for the show. Oh, that was extremely fast.
I don't know if you noticed when the other one's in here.
True, but still, I admire good service.
Thank you.
All right, I'll grab you guys anything else.
I'm good for
good.
Now.
Cool.
I'm just going
to... Oh, shout. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Enjoy, guys.
Thanks.
All right. This looks like a sweet and sour dish from hell.
That's gonna have great spice.
I'm sure it will. But like I said, I'm a little scared.
And what you don't eat, I'm taking home.
I don't know if we're going to make it through this episode with these batteries.
You forgot batteries too?
Yeah, it's already dying. Please stand by.
Intermission. Intermission.
Feeling? A little winded?
A little bit. Each street is many things. Battery friendly, not.
Well, while you were out.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm good, thank you. While you were out, I thoroughly enjoyed most of my soup. Tom Yum soup is a spicy noodle soup with rice noodle. Carrots, cilantro, onion, peppers, and squid.
Yeah, you got squid in there.
Yeah, there's squid in there too. It is spicy. Like my nose is like full on
running
away from me type of deal.
Gotcha.
And it, but I'm thoroughly enjoying. Nicely done, sir. So excited.
Reflections like a cat.
So
you're enjoying it so far?
I am. The broth is very spicy. Very spicy. Like, you would have a hard time consuming it type of spice.
Uh-huh. I'm with the red curry chicken, which is chicken with red curry.
Yep.
Onions, pineapple. There's tomatoes on here, even though they're not listed in the menu. And it's in a creamy red curry sauce.
It looks delightful.
It does. But time will tell. So, I'm going to make you do a lot of the talking here, because I got to catch up to you.
That's all right. I found an awesome article.
Oh, you did?
In today's, or online at care11.com.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, on their mobile, they actually have a little food area.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of nice. But, because we're a bit more restaurant-centric. I thought this sounded awesome, but the St. Paul Grill, which is one of those fancy places that we'll eventually do a show from, but not on these salaries type of deal. They are offering a Scotch Club.
Oh dear.
And you sign up to be part of the, it's complimentary to join the club. You receive a St. Paul Grill Scotch Club embossed card entitling them to be notified when events and complimentary pours of various scotches. All Scotch Club members who succeed in enjoying every scotch on the grill's bar menu will receive a complimentary 1.5 ounce pour of limited edition 55-year-old I'm gonna butcher this.
Macallan
single malt scotch valued at $750 for 1.5 ounces of it.
It's expensive scotch.
That's drinking money is what it is.
And how much do you have to drink before that?
It's probably about 30 scotches. It'd be like doing a portion of like a world beer tour.
And you're probably doing... No, I don't think you'd approach $750.
No.
In scotch before that.
Well, I don't know. You know, some
that's
of them
an
are,
average of like but some $25 of them, a shot.
Some of them are that expensive.
On average?
No, but on average they're going to be around 12.
Somewhere
between 8 and 12. And some of the, you know, the more expensive ones, like a Johnny Walker Blue Label. I mean, the bottle of that sells for $1,100.
I suppose.
But
we went to Serdix for their wine sale this weekend.
Yeah.
Which, while we love our sponsor, which I don't think we mentioned.
No, we didn't.
Our sponsor, the Four Firkins.
Specialty Beer Store.
Specialty Beer Store.
Your place for all of your St. Patrick's Day needs.
That's true. you don't have wine, which the girly likes.
Ah.
So we went to the wine sale, and I was drooling at the $100 bottle of Patron.
Yeah. They have a really nice fancy case. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these days, I will buy the $95 bottle of Silver Patron.
I want to do. I want a bottle of Cristal.
Why?
Just cause.
No one wants Cristal.
Just so when people come over, I can just be like, anybody want to break up with a Cristal? Just keep it in my fridge. Not an age.
Well. Never had Cristal, but
no, I
try to make it a point that anything
which surprises me because it would seem to me like you would be a guy that would like champagne.
Yeah, but I have this rule which we've talked about on the Film Army on multiple occasions.
Okay.
Where I don't, it's what I call my two wrapper rule.
If you have to go through two wrappers, it's too many?
No. If a movie has more than one wrapper in it, I don't watch it. Okay. Just because rappers, by and large, and I admit I'm generalizing
on
this one.
You're a racist bastard.
No, it's nothing to do with race. I'm just saying rappers, by and large, be they white, black, yellow, purple, I don't give a shit. Rappers make shitty movies.
Right.
By and large. On a similar level, they have shitty taste in liquor.
I'm trying to think of like one rapper that's actually made a decent movie. Just to...
And I lump in because a corollary had to be added to this rule. And if you listen to the Film Army this week or this month, you know about it. Where I've added the Wayans into that grouping, so any Wayans brother counts as a rapper.
I'm okay with that.
As was pointed out, Marlon Wayans did do Requiem for a Dream, so he's kind of
an
oddball.
Trend.
He's an oddball.
Yeah, maybe he's like a half brother.
Maybe, I don't know. He also did the Dungeons and Dragons movie, so I think those two cancel each other out mighty heavily.
He did do G.I. Joe, too.
Yeah, I never saw that, and I have no interest in it, frankly. As hot as Sienna Miller is.
Oh, man, and she is, you know, you can watch that, you know, just the portions that she's in with the sound off. It's fantastic.
Anyway. But, no, granted, I've never had Kvasie. And I think that might be up my alley.
I think that might be, too.
So I may have to amend this rule, but I just tend to just avoid anything involving rappers.
I'm just trying to think of like one good movie that a rapper made now.
You can't think of one.
Well, the fact that I can't think of one is...
It's proof of my theories.
Are we counting Will Smith as a
rapper? Absolutely.
You didn't like Ali?
Never saw it, but didn't hear good things.
Really? I enjoyed it. It was a little long, but I enjoyed it.
I could go for some good scotch, though. Well, I was actually talking with a friend of mine about this today. And I, this is, again, this is something we've talked about on the show before. I like my liquor to come from places with rhythm.
So it's got to be Jamaican? Rum?
Rum, tequila. Those are the big ones, probably.
Right.
I tend to avoid vodka. Tend to avoid whiskey. Not saying they're bad. I wouldn't turn them down if offered.
Right.
But if I have a choice, I would go with the brown people liquor. So, but I wouldn't mind trying to doing a good scotch cold, because a good scotch on its own
is fantastic,
is awesome. We almost have to have a cigar with it
on a cold night.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's the exact reason why I have a fifth of Johnny Walker in my freezer at all times.
I thought that was because you're an alcoholic.
That could be that too.
And by a fifth, you mean a fifth of a gallon.
Yes.
Is it a plastic bottle?
Right.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Also food related, and we mentioned this on the Facebook page, which you should be a fan of if you aren't.
You bastards?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, you're very angry.
Because the food's so spicy.
That could be it, yes. But, what was I saying?
Facebook page.
Sorry. I linked to a Heavy Table article. There's a couple movements going on in the next week, a couple meetings with various members of city council. And this is Minneapolis City Council, to relax the rules on street food here in Minneapolis.
Which is something we need.
Yes, I agree. There's a great article, I think it was a Star Tribune article, which we'll throw up in the show notes as well, to a city councilman or woman, don't remember who, I think it was a woman.
Council person.
That is trying, that's kind of her big issue right now. She was looking at other major cities like Portland and Boston and things like
New York.
New York's always had a great street food tradition.
Right, Los Angeles.
But these other major cities that are relaxing their rules and seeing real growth out of it, and she's like, well, why can't we do that? Which is a good reason to do anything.
Anything they can do.
We can at least try.
Yeah, or do better.
I doubt we do anything better.
I don't know.
AA, or IE sports.
It's just hurtful, the thing to say.
No one has ever been disappointed betting against Minnesota sports.
Because of this, your mentality right now, that's why we lose.
What mentality?
You're the
realism?
Reason why we lose.
Is that the problem? Realism?
You're the reason why we lose.
Uh-huh.
No, but it is a great movement. I think that's one of the best things about it. If you get a chance to go to a city and stay in the city,
mm-hmm.
especially one of those cities that actually has great street food, because you know when I was out in Boston, the best thing I had out there was Italian sausage.
Yeah, you talked about that.
I mean, it was $7 a pop, but I would gladly pay 20 for it. You know, oh my god, it was just absurdly good.
Yeah, there's a hot dog place, which I realize is not the same thing.
I'll call it.
I mean, it's technically street food, but there's a hot dog cart right by my bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And, yeah, beyond that, there really isn't anything. And part of it, and the Star Trib article goes into greater detail about this, but that a lot of it has to do with things like you can't stay in a place more than 21 days.
Right. But the thing is that you have with Twitter and Facebook, people follow these people.
Yeah. I mean, a great example would be like the Chef Shack.
Yeah.
That always tweets its locations. But in this age of Twitters and blogs and things like that, it's a little easier for places to do that.
Right.
And to get their information out to a lot of people really easily. But there's still something to be said for knowing that this place is going to be here. You know, perfect example, take a farmer's market.
Yeah, that's always going to be in that spot.
It's always going to be in a specific spot. And unlike the one in, like, St. Paul or the one by the tow yard in Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis farmer's market?
There's multiple farmer's markets.
I know. That's just the main one.
That's the main one.
Yeah.
People know that that's the location, but then, you know, then there's the Nicollet Avenue one.
Right.
Yeah, and people know it because it's right on Nicollet Avenue. So there's something to be said for staying in the same place. Yeah.
I think that's part of the charm. You know,
is that you just don't know.
Well, I think you make it a hunt. You make it an adventure, because then you're getting into neighborhoods you might not always go to. You might discover something else.
True, but speaking as someone who's trying to run a business with almost no advertising budget, people don't want to hunt. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know. And how often do you want to? How often are you of the mindset where it's just like, I'm hungry, let's wander around the city for a while?
Not that often, but the thing is that if it was one of those things where I had a craving for it, or they had something that I had to have, where I would hunt it down. You know, there's some things in life. I know you have some certain foods that you would kill me for.
Uh huh.
So that's what I'm talking about. You know, if they have something on the menu that is just absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. Yeah, I went there. Sorry.
Don't need to apologize for citing Willy Wonka in my presence.
But, you know, it has something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just, like, you get a craving for it, and it makes the hairs in the back of your neck stand up. I can definitely see that, where I would search that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all in favor for it. I think it's a great idea. I honestly think it can only help the food scene around here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think it'd be a bad thing.
Oh, you're dining al fresco. How you doing there? How's your butthole?
I'm actually okay.
It's not that spicy, is it?
It's more spicy than I normally go for.
Right. But it's not like blow your mound.
Blow my mound?
Yes, blow your mound. Blow your mind.
Oh no! I mean, I've had Indian food, so this is certainly.
And it's got to be somewhat similar with the coconut milk and the red curry.
No, Indian's definitely hotter than this. And I think a lot of that has to do with the tomatoes and the pineapples. They kind of cut that a little bit.
The pineapple's got to be awfully sweet in there.
Yeah, and the tomatoes are surprisingly sweet as well.
Did you want a sip of my broth?
Not a chance.
You sure?
I'm still proud of myself how I'm doing here. I don't want to.
You don't want to fan the flames?
Yeah. Here's a perfect example. A good buddy of mine went to his bachelor party. Okay?
Yeah.
And he drank nothing but, with the exception of water, nothing but Captain and Coke.
Okay.
And he was fine. Like, he was clearly drunk, but he was fine. He was coherent. He was stumbly, obviously. Someone that had, like, a dozen Captain and Coke. Then we went to the strip club.
Okay.
And a person who shall remain nameless, but is universally hated by those of us that were in charge of keeping my friend, you know, upright and not dead,
right,
ordered him a scotch. And all that, that's all it took. He broke the cycle, and then it was like stuff coming out of every hole. It was like a
a
baby. It was like a baby. You know, like when you have a really, really fresh baby, like, you know, like maybe
I've
a month,
had one.
Like maybe like a month or two old.
But they're just delicious.
But you know what I'm talking about? Where it's just really, really, like, and there's just shit coming out of him and from every direction. That is what this man turned into.
That's unfortunate.
It was very unfortunate. And so that's what I'm saying. I don't want to break the cycle.
Just a sip.
No, I'm not going to do it.
It's nice because at the bottom you get all of the powdered stuff that you know, the powdered spices they actually put in the broth to make it. Like that last sip of broth that I just had was kind of crunchy.
Wow, that's something. All right. Yeah. One thing I do have to say, going on about a 8-block round trip run right before you eat this really helps. Because I'm just like, oh, I'm starving. I don't care. I don't care if it's burning my insides. I want more.
And it is, for the record. Mm-hmm. It's burning your insides.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I actually kind of feel bad for you at this point. Hey. I'm used to this. I love
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I will. Well, I got a new book at home, so I'm prepared for extended bathroom stays. So, I've been reading one of Michael Jackson's beer books, Michael Jackson the Beer Guy.
Yeah, I gathered.
I'm just clarifying for the listeners.
Michael Jackson the singer didn't, you know, quick.
He was Jehovah's Witness.
He was more of a Scotch guy anyway.
He was. So, now you did your taxes.
I did.
And I asked you what you were getting for a refund.
Yeah.
Because both Heather and I have done our taxes.
Yep. I already done my taxes.
And she got probably 10 times what I got in terms of a refund. And I make significantly more than her.
Right. And I got 20 times.
No, you guys got about the same. I think you made about $500 more than what she.
Well, that's considerably more.
Wait. That's not 10 times, though.
It's 5 times more than what you got.
Yeah, 2.5 times more. But I did not do well in the refund department. And I was initially worried. Then I did some math and figured out I was actually doing pretty well.
Right.
Because I make like stupid amounts of money and
for sitting around doing work.
There's that. But I'm saying, in terms of ratio of taxes,
sure.
I make more per check than most people in
the same. Yeah, I'm sure you have more take home than I do.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was fine. We started this conversation because you were very happy about how big your thing is. Wow.
I've always been happy about how big my thing is. And I've had a lot of people compliment me on how big my thing is.
Wow.
You walked into it.
I did walk into it.
Thank you. And that was like...
I'm blaming the spice on
this. Is that like an early birthday present for me?
Half of my brain power...
That was awesome.
Half of my brain power is devoted to not dying.
I'm not even kidding. That is one of the best compliments you've ever given me. That's the only compliment you've ever given me. Thank you. I'm tearing up a little bit, and not because of the soup.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. You were very happy. You were pleased with the size of your refund.
If that's what we're calling it now.
Shut up. Just shut up. Trust me. If we really want to start collecting anecdotal evidence, I know phone numbers.
I know you do. None of which will pick up, but...
Oh, they'll pick up with me. Anyway. And you were starting to say something in the car, and I cut you off because I wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
Now, explain why you're so happy that your refund... I have to be very specific, otherwise it's going to get very dirty.
Why your thing?
Why your thing is so large. Your refund is so big.
Part of it's hereditary.
Shut up.
The other part
yes,
is...
because the Jews are known for their giant...
The other part is grooming. And regular workouts.
We hang a dumbbell from it? Is that what you do? Is that how... Because that don't work.
Chest curls.
I'm just trying to picture that.
Squat and thrust.
It's a little terrifying.
Jerk.
You've been doing a lot of that lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Except not so clean.
A lot of jerky, though.
A lot of jerky. Anyway.
Wrapping beef jerky around my... Never mind.
Just stop it. That's why they call it Slim Jim? Oh, anyway. Sorry.
It's a Jack Link, thank you.
We're talking about taxes now. Are you done?
No.
God.
I make no guarantees that that's the last year of it. Okay. I was remarking the fact that I enjoy the big surprise at the end of the year.
We're never going to make it through this part.
No, you're not.
You realize it.
I know. And by big surprise, I mean we're not going to make it to the end. I mean...
You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, I don't. By big surprise, I mean the large refund at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always enjoy. And the last couple of years, going through divorce and losing the income of having a house and, you know, all this other stuff. Having a large income or large income tax return all to myself,
yeah,
was very pleasing to me. And but I've always set up my taxes so that I didn't have to pay in.
Uh-huh.
So the times that I, you know, set it up so I didn't have to pay in and had to pay in.
You're Krabby Bunny.
Oh my god.
I remember that.
Somebody's a sad panda. But that being said, you know, I don't want to ever get to the point where at the end of the year I have to have money to pay in, or that buffer to pay in.
Yeah.
I don't want to. You're much more of a gambler than I am. You know, you could have gone either way at that point.
I could have.
You know, you go up a tax bracket, you're gonna get hammered.
Perhaps, but I mean,
not perhaps.
I think I have gotten the worst possible tax situation, which is when I was working at the video store.
Right.
When you're making like $8 an hour, and you have to pay in taxes.
Right. It was the same thing when I was working at the bike shop. You know, not only that, I was married. We had still low incomes, or not low, but not
great.
Not what I'm making now.
Yeah.
And you know, they're, you know, lowballing.
Mm.
So, and we're all getting it. You know, it was across the board. We were all getting hammered as far as taxes were concerned. So, I definitely know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, but to me, I mean, the example I've always heard is that a tax refund is basically since there's no interest paid on it, it's basically you're loaning the government money at 0% interest.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
And to me, with my much smaller refund, that means the government got less of my money. Even if it was temporary.
You realize you're really in the minority as far as what, as, you know, people who are thinking that they're going to get a bigger return.
And I want to clarify, I'm not one of these, you know, kind of teabagger types where it's like, you know, government fucks everything up,
right,
and never does anything. I'm not one of those guys. I'm
sure?
The farthest from that guy.
Okay.
Okay. But at the same time, I want my money.
You don't get no money this year. You already got your money.
I already got my money.
Right.
And half of it went to buy a video game, so...
That's really sad.
It is really sad.
I could buy a couple video games.
You could buy a couple video game systems with yours.
I might, except I'm going to Florida.
Just be spiteful.
I'll send you a postcard from Florida.
Here's my 10 Xboxes.
Exactly. I don't know what I'm going to do with them all, but we're going to enjoy every single one of them.
Well, you know, you're getting the Pretty Pretty Princess makeover set.
We are. I'm going to Florida in a couple months. The family, and as part of my youngest cousin, my godchild's her sixth birthday, my birthday present to her is she's having a princess makeover done at Walt Disney World when we're down there. So. Yes, that'd be great. Thank you. But it was expensive, to say the least.
Yeah. You didn't even get a reach around for Snow White.
Snow White? I would... You know, really, Snow White?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would have thought you were more...
You know me, I love the pale chicks with the dark hair.
I would have thought you would have said the redheads. You know, Ariel.
Well, anytime you bring up Ariel in a sexiness of Disney characters discussion,
yeah,
you have to clarify if it's pre-change or post-change. Because if we're talking fish ass Ariel, no go.
You're not good with that?
I mean, there are certain things you can do, but, you know,
that's
your options are limited.
Yeah, that's no
your options
place.
Are limited.
What about Belle from Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, I do terrible things to Belle.
You're awesome.
I am a terrible person. But we've talked about this before. I mean, we've brought up this
I don't think we've got... No, I don't think we have.
You don't think so?
No.
I could have sworn we have.
No.
Well, at the risk of... Okay, if I've told this story before, I'm apologizing. You can just fast forward 5 minutes.
They've probably already turned us off. Anyway.
Probably. Once the discussion of violating Ariel comes up, most people just turn us off.
Or the dong comment earlier.
Or, yeah, there's that. Funny, not the first person to just blank their mind after talking about your dong.
It's so dominating.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? You sure it's not just them waiting for it to be over with? Just saying.
It's just mean.
Anyway.
Continue with your Disney princesses story.
Buddy of mine and I, and his girlfriend at the time, were ironically the same guy that had the problems with the Captain and Cokes.
Okay.
Earlier. Same guy. It's funny that he came up twice in this particular episode, but we were sitting around in our dorm room. He was my roommate back in sophomore year of college. We're doing the discussion. And this was me, him, and his girlfriend at the time. She was chiming in and doing all this stuff, and she had, you know, she had things to say, and that we're all naming, you know, things, and the regulars kind of show up again. Ariel, Belle. I'm still a fan of Snow White.
It's the big eyes, isn't it?
No, she had the tiny eyes. This was back in the old classic.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Back before it became all anime. Jasmine. Oh my goodness. I'd blow the parachute pants right out of her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm a terrible person. Okay. Anyway, so he's like, you know who I like? Gadget. And
I think we've talked about this before, but tell the story again because it's fantastic.
He goes, Gadget. And Bonnie, his girlfriend at the time, and me both kind of look at each other. She's like, the mouse from Rescue Rangers? And he then proceeded to lay out a very cogent argument toward the attractiveness of Gadget. And I had to admit, I mean, he'd done the homework, he'd thought about it. You know,
he was well thought out hypothesis.
He performed the level of analysis I think was required.
To convince you that this is not...
Well, I don't know if it's good. I mean, she's certainly... I mean, pretty much, you could almost guarantee that just about every Disney princess is well done in the hip area.
Okay.
Okay. Look at Pocahontas. I mean, that woman's all hip. Okay. Look at her. And nothing shows off good hips like the buckskin dress thing. Go watch Pocahontas.
I haven't seen it before, so I'm just taking your word for it because I probably won't go.
Not missing a whole lot, really. But okay. But woman's got good legs.
Okay.
Anyway. No, Gadget was, by and large, shaped like a Disney princess. She just happened to have a mouse head and goggles. And we've talked about this before. I'm a fan of bib overalls. I've always been a fan of bib overalls. Don't know why.
This concludes this episode of Love and Guide to Life. What the hell?
What? You've never found bib overalls on track?
No. What? No.
If a woman came up to you wearing nothing but bib overalls, you wouldn't be down for that?
I guess, sure, but what the hell?
I don't know what it is.
I'm still trying to get over the mouse head thing.
The mouse head is a big thing. But this is what happens when I have a Singapore sling.
I am so disturbed right now.
As you should be.
How are you feeling?
I'm actually in pretty good shape. To be honest. What?
It's me knocking on wood. I think you spoke too soon.
Well, that might be. But I'm actually doing okay. I would... Here, let me prove what I'm saying here. I would have this again.
If
we're here again or something like that, I would not turn this down.
Excellent.
Again, that creamy sauce that they add to it, the coconut milk and the curry, that is so good just on its own. And not just with the rice. It's just this nice consistency. Not quite a rice pudding, but you know, just
it's good. It's Thai.
And again, the chicken is perfectly done.
The best way I heard that type of Thai food described to me is that it's almost like comfort food.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's a richness, but it's not like heavy like a cream.
Mm-hmm. It's a very light cream flavor to it.
It's just the right amount of spice.
I'm a fan of anything with onions in it. Yeah. It's always been my thing.
That it was bathed in the onions.
It was well done in the onions.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I don't know how I feel about the pineapple in there, but...
Do you have a problem with fruit?
I don't like when you fruit things that don't necessarily need the fruit there.
Explain.
Like when, if you fruit a salad.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not a big fan.
I think you're just closed-minded.
Entirely possible. Like, I don't like you know, they'll do like a strawberry spinach salad.
Ooh, see, that's good.
See, I like spinach salads. I don't want the strawberries in there.
Why is it? Does he don't like sweetness?
I don't like sweetness in things that I normally associate with.
Something else?
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Okay, cool. Get this out of your way. And then should I just grab you guys a check?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
That was real adult.
I don't care. Yeah. I made a mess. Holy
you
shit.
Really did.
Well, unlike yours, I had multiple plates that I had to do.
I also had time to actually consume mine.
There's that too. I was eating to catch up. That was, I will admit, I was a little concerned.
I was. I IM'd you earlier in the day, and I said this is going to be an adventure for you, because I don't know quite how you're going to handle this. And you came through with flying colors. Now, we're not out the door yet.
No, I think I'll be fine in that capacity. Would you stop it?
No, I will not stop it, because I know what's going to happen as soon as you turn off the recorder.
No,
you gonna fight the power?
Again, you have nothing, you have no higher ground on this.
I do too.
No, you don't. The Nook?
You didn't make it across the street at the Nook, so that isn't...
That doesn't matter. Thank you.
That point is null.
I disagree. So yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I was distracted by the chat. Well, a couple things I want to mention real quick before we go. It's probably a bit of a shorter show, but...
Yeah. The food came very quickly.
The food came very quickly, and you spent half of it already... part of it when we were recording eating it already.
Exactly.
So. But a couple things I want to mention. One, obviously check us out on Facebook. And more importantly, especially if you're a local listener, like local in the Twin Cities area, but as far as I know, it is free to anyone with internet access. I want to try to get fancypantsgangsters.com listed as the best local website in the City Pages Best of 2010 readers poll.
Damn right.
So we'll put a link to it. We've got a link to it in the show notes. And there'll probably be a link to it in every show between now and April 5th, which is when the thing expires, or the voting end. Oh, very hiccupy all of a sudden. But I would love to get on there. And I'm hoping, now there isn't a reader poll for this one, but I'm hoping one of the shows gets best podcast.
And why not this one?
I think this one would be an excellent one to win.
We're very Twin City centric.
We are very Twin City centric. We're probably the most universal appeal.
Damn right, because everyone likes to eat.
Everyone loves eating, and you know it fits with that City Pages crowd.
Yeah.
Very sophisticated. Okay, maybe not us so much. But
That's what I was gonna say. We just got done with a conversation about humping Disney princesses.
But in a sophisticated way. I think we handled it maturely.
No, there was nothing sophisticated about that.
All right, fine. But so if there's anyone listening who has any connections with City Pages, who would love to be nominated.
Absolutely.
For best local podcast.
I would love to be nominated. So would you.
I think I deserve it more than you.
I'm the talent. I'm the eye candy.
On a radio show. We've gone over this.
I got a face for radio.
Yeah, you do. And a body for radio.
Really?
No, I have a body for the internet. That's different. That's arguably worse. Like I said, there is quite a bit of rum in that.
You are struggling today.
I haven't raced here.
Off your game.
I am. That's probably the first time I've had liquor Well, okay, 2 weeks. Because we had the sangria.
That's right.
At Elmi's own.
Yeah, that's right.
God, was that only 2 weeks ago? It seems like it was months ago.
No, that's because there was still snow on the ground.
Ah, that's true.
A lot of ice.
That is true.
It is a balmy 60 degrees out right now. So.
Yeah. Shorts weather, baby. Anyway, there'll be links to the reader's poll in the show notes. We would love it if you... And you don't even have to fill out the whole thing. It's like 4 pages long, but you only have to fill out one of them.
Yep. I only did the first page.
I did all 4 pages, but there's a bunch I skipped.
There was,
like, best Timberwolves player. The black one. I don't know. I don't know. I just...
Wow.
I don't watch basketball.
Wow.
Is Stephon Marbury still playing with Timberwolves?
He plays overseas now.
Oh, well, then, he's still my favorite. I don't know. Kevin McNeil, what's his name? I don't know. You see, this is my point. I don't know. And you don't have to know these things either.
Wow.
McCabe? Kevin McCabe?
I'm pretty sure he's like
an actor. Getting closer?
No, he's an actor on Grey's Anatomy. So,
is he?
Yeah. The kid. Sorry.
Kevin McKidd. Anyway.
Yeah,
he's my favorite Timberwolves player. That's Jason Kidd.
He didn't play for the Timberwolves.
He played basketball, though, right?
He did.
Score one for me. I rule. He was a little guy, too, wasn't he?
No, he was not that little. He was he was smaller than most guys, but he was not tiny.
Oh, really? He wasn't like a... Who was the really little guy?
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb.
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues. Fit in pocket. I just remember, he was very tiny.
He was. He was a...
Don't shake your head.
He was wee.
He was very wee.
Yeah.
He was portable, as we like to say.
Indeed. You're really struggling today.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're right. Extending this out a couple minutes. This is fantastic.
I was actually talking with a friend of mine about this. I used to have a game with several of my friends, mostly female friends, because this is, and this should tell you how pitiful my flirting ability is.
Or how few female friends you have.
Well, I made it a game to, once the other person on the phone call says I gotta go, how long I can keep them on the phone.
You used to do that to me a lot.
I know.
That pissed me off to no end.
I know. My record, 45 minutes.
Oh.
45 minutes. Karen Bindewald, freshman year.
Why would you do that?
Part of it was a game.
You're an awful person.
Part of it was I just liked talking to Karen back in the day. I'd still like to talk to her now. So, I mean, if she's listening, give me a call. 45 minutes. I was off. It was awesome. I actually was watching the clock the whole time.
You're a sick man.
I'm a sick man. I don't care. I can vamp with the best of them.
Oh my god. I'm gonna mercy kill.
So we mentioned. Okay, we mentioned the Facebook page. We mentioned the reader's poll. We did that, right? Did we mention the sponsor?
We did.
Did we mention him again? Because we have to mention him twice.
So he is the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store at thefourfirkins.com.
Yes.
Your source for everything St. Paddy's Day. As long as it's beer.
He's got mead now. That's not technically beer.
No.
He's got some wine.
He's got some wine. Minnesota wine. Organic.
Organic wine. Like that. But yeah, check him out. TheFourFirkins.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think what else.
Firkinfest this weekend.
Firkinfest. Not going, but all right.
This weekend at the Happy Gnome. Starts at 10. Goes till they run out of beer.
So 11:30.
Admission, if you buy online, is $10.
Haven't they sold out of that yet?
No.
Oh,
not even close. They sell all through the day.
Oh, okay.
Admission is $10 online, or $15 at the door. And drink tickets, I believe, are like $2 a ticket. And typically that gets you you get a commemorative little glass.
Oh, nice.
And that gets you, that's $2 a pour in this glass.
Nice.
So,
we'll throw a link to that on the Facebook page.
They also have fantastic Irish food and typically have a couple different good Irish bands playing at the same time. So it is a good time. It's one of those things you can show up in the morning and it's still equally, as fun in the evening. So if you leave for a couple hours, it's still a good time. So
nice.
Definitely check it out. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this year, but
if you are there... let us know how it was, and we'll let you know if Dave shows up, and he'll wear a nice hat, so you can point him out and say hi.
Sure.
Speaking of Irish bands, real quick, I was recently turned on to an Irish band called the Cherry Cokes.
Okay.
If that sounds like a weird connection, Irish band Cherry Cokes, you have to forgive them a little bit. They're a Japanese band. Imagine a Japanese.
You're not allowed to drink on the show.
Japanese,
ever again.
No, it's just it's not got nothing to do with the drinking. A Japanese flogging Molly.
You are not allowed to drink on this show.
What?
Ever again.
No, I had like one drink.
I know, and because you're a pussy and a lightweight.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of.
I've done a fair amount of rum.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I just say check them out. They're really they're actually really good. If you just realize that it's a Japanese band singing in like an Irish brogue, it's pretty hilarious.
Damn right.
Yes.
Another Irish thing, you know, going on Wednesday. Kieran's is moving to their Block E location.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is a very big to do in the Irish community, apparently.
It's where the Irish first landed in Minneapolis. They built Block a restaurant E. right there. No, Kieran's.
Yeah, right where they are right now. Now they're taking over.
It's like they're moving Plymouth Rock to Ohio. That's really what I'm saying here.
I'm going to let you take it back if you want to.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
Okay. But they're moving to the new location. I will probably be following around to a few different Irish bars, so if you see me out, say hi. Tell me you like the show or punch me in the face. I don't give a damn.
Or both. Yeah, there's nothing saying you can't do both.
Exactly. So.
And as always, check us out on the forums. Just go to fancyfansgangsters.com. Check out all the shows. Find us on iTunes. All that good stuff. And I guess until next week, provided you know one of us doesn't die in a curry-related accident.
Who here thinks it's actually going to be me? I mean,
it might be me, but I'm feeling pretty good, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
Your lack of faith is disturbing.
Your face is getting redder as we're sitting here. So.
Feeling hot.
Yeah, you're hot.
I'm warm. I'm getting warm.
Okay. Everyone have a pleasant and safe.
Yes. We don't have very many listeners. We don't want to lose them all. Exactly. We don't want to lose any dude to
or multiples in one shot.
Exactly.
That would not be good.
No, that would be
but have a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day, and we will see you next week.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.